Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, Second Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. Commentary by Father Luis Rebentos from Tarragona, Spain. "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" Today we see Jesus walking along the banks of the Jordan. Christ is passing by. It was about 4 in the afternoon when, seeing two young men following him, he turned to ask them, "What are you looking for?" Surprised by the question, they responded, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying? Come and you will see." I too follow Jesus, but what do I want? What am I seeking? It is he who asks me, "Truly, what do you want?" Oh, if only I were bold enough to tell him, "I seek you, Jesus." I am sure I would have found him. For everyone who seeks, finds. But I am too cowardly, and I answer with words that do not commit me too much. "Where are you staying?" Jesus is not satisfied with my answer. He knows too well that it is not a bunch of words I need, but a friend. The friend. Him. That's why he says to me, "Come and you will see. Come all and you will see." John and Andrew, the two young fishermen, went with him, saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. Overwhelmed by the encounter, John will be able to write, "Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." And Andrew, he will run to find his brother to let him know, "We have found the Messiah." Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which means rock. Rock? Simon, a rock? None of them is prepared to understand these words. They do not know that Jesus has come to build his church with living stones. He has already chosen the first two foundation stones, John and Andrew, and has decided that Simon will be the rock on which the whole edifice rests. And before ascending to the Father, he will answer the question, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" While blessing his church, he will say, "Behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age."